Serena Williams announced today in a gorgeous essay in the September issue of Vogue that she will be leaving tennis to try to grow her family. The 23-time Grand Slam champion, arguably one of the most successful tennis players in history, says she'll leave sometime after the U.S. Open later this month. Christopher Clary is the tennis correspondent for the New York Times. Christopher, what an essay. We're going to post it at herenow.org. But Serena makes clear she's hating even this word retirement. There's no happiness in this topic for me, she writes.
Hi, Robin. Yeah, she definitely resists the word. She has for years, and I don't think she's even ready to use it in this lovely essay. She calls it an evolution.
Yeah.
That's her terminology. Yeah. Well,
yeah, she writes, she loves being a woman. She wants to grant her daughter's wish for a sister, but you know, she's going to be 41. And she writes, if she were Tom Brady, she'd be out there playing and winning while my wife is expanding the family. A lot about what it's like to be a woman in sport.
It's true. I mean, and I think, you know, there's a lot of empathy for Serena in the sports world, because I feel this is a thing that she isn't quite ready to do, but she feels she needs to do it for her private life. And also, you know, to be honest, Robin, as well, her body has been betraying her in recent years. Lots of injuries, lots of problems, and she's almost 41 years old. So not a big surprise, but certainly a huge transition for the sport and women's sport in general.
Right. Well, talk about her legacy. She writes, there are people who say I'm not the GOAT, greatest of all time, because I didn't pass Margaret Court's record of 24 Grand Slam titles, which she achieved before the open era that began in 68, meaning that Margaret Court got all of her Grand Slams when only amateurs were allowed to play in Grand Slams. After 68, it was pros too. But then she says, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want that record. I should have had it. And I went from a C-section to a second pulmonary embolism. In other words, she's very clear. She really wishes she didn't have the problems that she had from the pregnancies. She could have had more Grand Slams. But she loved having the pregnancy.
No, it's true. I think she says in the essay that she thinks she could have won more than 30.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I honestly think she did a heck of a job, because I think a lot of her Grand Slam titles, 10 of them, came after the age of 30. Many athletes, you know, in the era that she grew up in were finishing their tennis careers on the women's tour. Steffi Graf, one of her great rivals, retired pretty early. So she really has had an amazingly long run. But I think it's been a big frustration to her. The four finals since she came back from pregnancy, she lost them all in straight sets and Grand Slams. I don't think she would have expected that, and I think she wanted more.
Just briefly, what'd she do for the game, and how do you think she'll be greeted in the Open?
Oh, Serena was, at her best, the most dominant athlete you can imagine. She powered from every part of the court, the greatest serve in the history of women's tennis, and a cultural icon, somebody who's had her ups and downs, as we all know. Some big moments of frustration, some big moments of success and achievement, but she has been a constant presence in sport and an icon for so many.
Yeah, well, a role model specifically for young Black women, a role model for, you know, different body types, strength as beauty, you know, all of that. And again, just when she goes out on that court, I can't imagine.
Yeah, she has not said clearly, Robin, that this is going to, the U.S. Open will be her last tournament.
Okay.
But I do feel like that's a good inference to make from the essay and from talking to people on, you know, on background about it. She hasn't made that clear yet. I think it's hard for her to make that clear. Oh. I think she feels that pain of the separation from the sport, but I think it's the most likely outcome.
Christopher Clary on Serena Williams announcing she'll retire. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Robin.